Welcome everybody to the Garland Planning and Zoning Commission meeting for June 11th, 2024. First item on the agenda, we'll call this meeting to order. Second, let's vote to approve the agenda. Do I have any motions on the agenda?
Make a motion to approve the agenda for the 11th day of June 2024.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Item 3, consideration and possible action on the request for an extension of time for the final plat approval of Magnolia Farms. Not even sure what Magnolia Farms is.
So that one, I don't know if you're going to be back here. Why? We bring it to you up here.
Hello, hello. Okay, tell us about Magnolia Farms.
Chair, Commissioners, this is now the place of Continental Homes that is surrounding.
Was it the mortuary?
Behind this local store. Yeah, I guess it would be, yeah.
Yep.
And then also store was right the home front issue. They thought they were going to be moving in like a lot of things last year, and then he's written to us. It's not yet expired, but just to make sure that they're all.
Is this all the townhomes we're talking about?
They're the townhomes. The four pluses, five, I think maybe the biggest sets, and so it's that project. And so.
In a section of single family dwellings on the north side.
Yes, that's it.
Yep.
Just a point of clarity, I have bid on this project, so I don't want to.
As long as you have declared that you wouldn't bond, but just want to let everyone know.
Unless I want to kick you off because of it, but then you wouldn't have to bond.
So, and the code, it's what it's in the code, and it's five rules and evaluation stuff, and final, it's a little more quiet on, but just it's.
So what are they waiting on final plat for? They think they want to change something or what?
Well, this letter indicated they want to do it as planned. It's just the market did do what it needed to do when they just probably didn't.
And they don't want to change it to multiple tax ID numbers. They want it to be one big tax ID number.
For right now. But I guess that would be something to come back and do it as solo lots, individual ones. But at this point, they said they want to still do it. A year's time is not uncommon to do an extension of approval.
When's expiration actually set for?
September, I think it's
September. I haven't pulled it yet, but it's still a couple months out, so it's kind of refreshing that they probably have something on the track, and you know what, we're not going to do that this season. We better make sure we extended those approvals. So.
They're not looking to change anything. They're not looking to double the density. They're not looking. They're just wanting to wait to file.
And if there were any kind of changes, they'd have to come through.
I know they have come to be approved again, but
yeah.
We didn't give them a lot of time to think about it. They would might rush things along, but
right.
Okay. Any
was that extension from the date that they have their year?
It'd be an extension a year from existing. Yeah, so it'd be an extension
not now then,
not from today. No.
Any discussion from the members?
I don't have any.
Good. Any motions?
Motion that it passes.
Want to say
all the bad words are.
You didn't, but just say,
okay.
Make a motion that we extend the.
I make a motion that we extend
on the deadline.
The Magnolia Farms 1 year from September 6th.
I second it.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Item 4, Lakeshore Learning Signage.
Right.
What do you want to tell us about that?
Chair and members of the commission. So, as it was mentioned in the email, that city code does not allow signage. It does say that it goes to the planning commission. And then the planning commission is left with what usually the criteria. Fortunately, we're dealing with a sign company that is used to doing what are called sign packages, and she's on one with us tonight to answer any questions. Her name's Melissa. And so what we have that was given to you guys is a full signage package. And typically, if there had been other standards, a lot of the wayfinding signs and things like that, cities don't have a lot to say on. The main things are going to be typically monument signs, which they have shown is toward the back. It's not one of the last pages. It's not the last page.
It's not the last.
It's pretty much the end. You've got your monument sign. And then these other ones, like the closed parking, those again are directory type signs, pretty standard. There's nothing in the package that looks unusual. And then what they did is the elevations show where those are going to be at. And not the wall signage. I don't have that form for some reason. It's not pulling up. It's shown up here in the email. So what those elevations are showing the actual location of the wall signage on which elevation. So west, north, and then that there. And then Melissa, are you available? And then the wall signage is not lit on the building, correct? So that's typically a thing. So thank you for confirming, because I think we talked about it before, but that typically is kind of one of the biggest bugs for signage, especially on large buildings, is if it were lit and then the neighbors are up in arms because now they have...
Can't sleep at night.
Yeah, and so...
Eric took a little problem just that we didn't definitely look at it after the signs, but it's not anything that's like flaring, it's just like an upright. You can see it. I think you might maybe see it looking at the lettering, or I can shoot you over another image of it, but there's two little like spotlights just to illuminate those.
That are up against on the wall on the building?
Yeah, they're underneath, attached to the building, yeah. They're underneath the three larger foot signs. So they're moving upwards just to light up the surface of the sign.
That's not a big neon sign. Right. Yes. Or even backlit.
And then what about the monument sign? Is there any lighting on it?
No, we don't really have the monument sign. The only thing there is just an external, just for the large building signs, there's three of those. There's nothing else that's eliminated.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to...
No, that's really it. It's kind of, it becomes informational, an informational item. But the next steps for them is that they'll be working with Tyler, the building official, to pull sign permits, and then...
It's not like they're trying to put up a 60-foot tall sign with, you know, it's...
Fortunately, yeah, not working with, so. Like, Las Vegas Strip kind of stuff, like that, which is, you know, we're like, oh, this is...
Yeah, just more of a here we are type thing. So.
Exactly.
Any questions from anybody on the council?
No.
No more discussion.
Any motions?
Do we need to do one?
Well, it's asking for sure. It's asking for an action. So. So would you present it to the city council or something for approval? Does it go to them?
It doesn't go to the city council. So if you're willing to take action, say, you know, you approve the sign package to move on to building permits, that would be great. You know, because then if for some without reason building permits had something like, hey, you know what, you know, the electrical display or something, then, you know, they have that anyway or whatever, but.
Okay. I make a motion that we make this sign package here. approve it until it goes into permits.
So you're saying you approve it to be presented to the permit department?
Yep, that would.
Any seconds?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Okay, item five, consideration of possible action on the final plat for Somerset Court on the northwest corner of Main Street and 200 North.
All right. I'll pull this one up. I'm not doing this one. Thank you, Melissa. Thank you so much. Well, thank you. Okay. Okay, so this is for the final plat for Somerset Court. The commission and then the council subsequently saw the preliminary plat, site plan, loan agreement. And so this one has phase one. And then I'm just copying and pasting just for reference and context what the site plan was. And so that's where I talked about descriptions of the four attached townhomes and mini storage on the western half. And then in the technical review for this first phase, we were able to address just some of the logistical items needed for the access, predominantly the access and then the garbage, the dumpster location, which was shared between the two sites. And so that's the proposed conditions of approval to take care of that. Road dedication plat, the access, we've been making sure it's in place. So with phase two, we're to just be sold off tomorrow. That's all been taken care of. Dumpster pad area, central, the cul-de-sac board, and bonding for that, we do court prior. And then there's the access driveway on Main Street that just would also be included. And then we went to some boilerplate, any right HOA projects, which is kind of like the language saying, you know, make sure that relations are recorded with the plat, on the plat. Perpetual maintenance is responsibility of the HOA for the private facilities and snow removal, et cetera, et cetera. And then the escrow, number eight, just describes what the escrow process is and what the city needs to be able to get that in place. And then last is the process for conditional and final acceptance. I'm happy to answer any questions if there's more specific questions, go into more detail. Otherwise, the applicant's available tonight. And that's...
I just got a disclosure on this one. I gave a budget price for this as well.
For work on it?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
My company.
You are just a busy, busy beaver, aren't you?
He's like, you're an athlete.
That's just why I'm on and off.
You know, that's a beautiful athlete. You can talk, and they're disclosed for the appointed and elected official rules. You disclose it, and... And that's all you got to do. You don't have to when they're not listening to you. You say, oh, I'm disclosing, I'm recusing, and I'm just as well. You know, it's a lot of fun.
Right. Well, he's bidding to approve standards that the city's put up, so it's not like they were trying to slide
exactly
the lesser standards through or anything to change anything. It's
not.
Just
want to let you know about some fishing going on.
So this addresses everything that was in the last plat then?
You mean in terms of what
the
aggregate, so there's a plan plat that came out of that that still have to carry through into the final plat, is that what you're asking about? And then what became the final plat, like, oh, there's some logistical things that now are right. Green because
we're going to final plat.
Yeah.
And they've been addressed with the engineer.
Yeah, the engineer, once we went over what the conditions were, he was satisfied as well. Because a lot of that came through on the site plan construction, which ended up having the construction drawings associated with that site plan.
Okay. Anybody have any questions for the developer? I do. You got any plans for your school yet?
No, we submitted just the site plan for that now. We do have a couple of tenants lined up for the building.
So you're looking at using it for commercial versus occupancy for single-family dwelling or multifamily dwelling?
We have a child daycare, handicap daycare, with interest in occupying the majority of the building, so that's what we're working towards. That's the hardest part of the building, is just trying to find somebody to occupy it.
And the way it's constructed, it's just a nightmare to try and do anything too, I'm sure.
Yeah, the daycare is actually an easier use just to build for kids, you know, so some of that has actually lended itself to it.
Yeah, well, classrooms, I mean.
Yeah, and we submitted the site plan just to modify some of the parking around it.
We really don't need to know a lot about that because it's not on the agenda. I was just curious if you were.
Well,
both of those are probably within the realm of what the building was designed for anyhow, so.
Lakeshore is the big push. That was a lot of the child daycare people reached out to us anyway because
they were looking for space.
All their people, they can't hire as many people as they need to hire without having like some serious daycare facilities. So.
Also, it's the Lakeshore that's looking for.
Yeah, it's not Lakeshore that's doing it.
But they're looking for somebody to provide it.
Someone to build it, and it's in close proximity, so.
Yeah. Okay. So, any questions, discussions, concerns? Any motions? Something similar to like presenting this, that it meets the criteria that the city council set up for us? That does not actually meet our city codes at this time, but is what the city council approved, and we present it back to the city council. Anybody like to make some kind of motion like that?
I would do it if I could do it as eloquent.
Oh, kid.
Just something similar.
Is this any kind of motion? You guys
prepare motions?
But I'd also put that we're just sending it back to the city council because it was not approved through us, really.
The deferral, to the deference to the city council's development agreement. Do you want that one more time?
I still don't get it, so.
So you said that you'd be moved to approve the final plat for Sunset Court.
You can read this one, just add a little bit to it.
And then you just add the new card.
Move to approve, as a council, we move to approve the final plat for Sunset Court, subject to the conditions of approval from the city council.
So it's usually approval, and then you were mentioning it's the
referring it back to the city council.
Based on the development agreement that they approved.
The city council's approved development agreement.
So they have to approve.
They have to approve anyhow, but see, we didn't really like this, so we told the city council we didn't really like this.
Okay.
The city council approved it. It's before you were here.
Sure.
So now it comes back to us with the city council approval, so it's going through. We don't have any real say. We just have to keep as close to our zoning thing as we can. But because it doesn't exactly meet zoning as it stands, we're approving it tied to what the city council approved.
Yeah.
To make a motion to approve this tied to what the city approved previously.
With the development agreement.
With the development agreement.
Any seconds?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Cat?
I was
accept any motions to adjourn this meeting of the city council. If anybody would like to make a motion.
Make a motion to adjourn the city council in terms of planning and zoning meeting.
Any seconds?
Second that.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned. Okay, you push stop down there.